You remember when you were a kid? Did you used to, like, get random things out of the cupboard and put it in your mouth and taste it?
Like what?
Washing up liquid. Fairy liquid.
I used to eat cat treats.
Did you?
Yeah, the chocolate drops.
Do you still eat them?
No. I get real chocolate now.
Wow.
I can afford it.
That's amazing. Well, what is it? The Children Accident Prevention Trust. Apparently, one of the things they do with washing up liquid and detergent and various other things, so you know, kids can somehow, they somehow find it in the bottom of a cupboard that might be locked. It might have a child protection thing on it, but still they find it and they end up putting it in the mouth because that's the thing you do as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to taste what this tastes like. Look, it's bright yellow. I'm going to taste it. Well, apparently one of the things they do, because it's so dangerous for kids, is they put in an actual deterrent for the kids. So it's something, so instead of them eating it straight away, they spit it out. And they've actually developed it now so that people can taste what it actually tastes like. It's called Bitrex.
No.
Why are you going, oh no?
You're going to make me taste it.
Well, we're both going to do it because I haven't done this yet.
So this is to stop you from wanting to eat something.
This
so
is basically what they put in washing up liquid and various other, oh, put mine away, and various other things. And they say it makes it taste really bitter so that the kids spit it out straight away instead of actually swallowing it. For some reason, the Child Accident Prevention Trust have sent us a little slip, white piece of paper with a red bit on the end of it that apparently has this bitter taste on the end of it, so we can actually experience what it's actually like. Apparently, Carl did this yesterday and tried it. I don't know what his reaction was like. Josh tried it as well. They say that they sent it to us and there's milk chocolate that came with it because that takes away the taste. There's no milk chocolate. All the milk chocolate appears to have gone.
That's so rude.
But I thought, well, they've done it. We should do it as well and actually try this and see what this thing is that they put in this deterrent.
Right.
You ready?
No.
Apparently, the Guinness Book of World Records says it's the most bitter taste in the world.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, that's horrible. That's actually, that's burning my...
That tastes like nail varnish.
Mmm.
Nail varnish.
Water doesn't help. Water doesn't help.
I can't put my tongue away.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Can I get some chocolate? Have you got any chocolate?
We need... that's not good. That is hideous. That tastes like something I've never, ever tasted before.
I can't put my tongue away.
I have one left. If anybody wants to try it, you can. That's actually making me feel physically sick.
I don't know what to do.
Don't have water. Don't swallow.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, that is genuine. We have actually done that. Apparently the most bitter taste in the world, and it is absolutely hideous. It goes away after a little bit. Are you dribbling?
No.
You're dribbling a little bit, are you?
I don't know what to do with it.
That's the child perfection. Oh, that's
hideous. I don't want to swallow. I really don't want to swallow.
Spit it out. That's bad. No, that's... Sorry. We thought we'd do this and see what it was like. It's the most hideous thing I've ever tasted in my life. That's just really bad. Let's move on.
What's the word?
Sorry. That was. I think that was Laura that actually put that on my desk and said, ah, you should try this.
I feel
that's
really ill.
Vile. Ugh. That's what they put in detergent so that they spit it out. Are you all right?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Right. Well, I won't eat any detergent.
Don't have water. Water doesn't help. We need chocolate. Apparently, that's what helps. Anyway, don't swallow. What's the word this morning? A job seeker who did what at an interview? So he stood out, didn't get the job. You can try some water if you want. Spit it out. Spit it into there. I'll, really doesn't help. That's so nice, so ladylike.
I'm in a bad way.
Right, I need to find some. Anyway, a job seeker who did what at an interview, so he stood out, didn't get the job, but what did he do at the job interview that made him, well, stand?